Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jim Larrañaga, he was the head coach for the UM men's basketball team for many, many years, friend of the program. He joins us on Thursdays to talk hoops. I mentioned he's in Los Angeles. His son Jay is an assistant coach with the Clippers. You've got Clippers and Nuggets tonight in LA. That is game three of that series. And Coach L is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We have a lot to cover. I want to start with the Heat game, though, Coach. Before we get into the nonsense, I want to start with the Heat game. Because I said, you know, the Heat, and I'm sure you've experienced this, the team could have rolled over and died based on what happened in game one. And they came out, they didn't get the dub last night, but they pushed a much better Cleveland team, I think a much better Cleveland team, to the brink. I thought it was a pretty decent performance by the Miami Heat last night. Did you?
Oh, I thought they put themselves in great position to win that game. That performance by the Cleveland Cavaliers in the second quarter was spectacular. The shot making, we all know Max Strus. You all know what he did when he was with the Heat. And, I mean, he was on fire. He scored like 14 points on 8 shots. And then the fourth quarter when Donovan Mitchell went off at the end, incredible offensive performance. And the Heat were right there. They were down. Solana, you said too, I remember when it was 4, like 110, 106 or 16, 102. But in the fourth quarter, they were down 13 to start the quarter, down 4 and fighting to take the lead. And then Donovan Mitchell stepped up like a great player can do, and he closed the door. But as you guys all said, look, you haven't won one on the road. The series is just getting started.
But, Coach, you can't tell your team that after losing 2 games. You can't say we haven't played a game yet.
Oh, no. When Solana said that, I said, well, good luck convincing your team of that.
Hey, Coach, just watching the game, we know they have those towers down there. We talked about it last week. Do you go at them? Do you go at Allen and at Mobley and try to get him in foul trouble? Because we're not attacking the rim, and I know why. I'd be scared to go in there, too.
Well, they're great shot blockers. There's no question about that. Allen is sensational. You know, I'd like to see Bam try to get them in foul trouble, not just shoot threes, but drive the ball to the basket. One of the things about a shot blocker, and I coached one of the best in the history of college basketball in Ralph Sampson, and one of the things about it is when you attack them as the primary defender, it's much different than when they're a secondary defender. When someone else is driving the ball to the basket, they can come over and help and block the shot very emphatically, very effectively. But when their own man is attacking them, then they have to defend like a guard. They got to get in a stance. They got to move their feet. And I'd like to see it's remember, I know a couple of weeks ago, I told you when LeBron and the Heat were going against OKC, he had a mismatch no matter who guarded him. And when Kendrick Perkins was guarding him, he just took him on the perimeter and drove him to the basket and got him in foul trouble. You know, maybe if Bam could do that, that could really change the course of the series.
But, Coach, speaking to that, how do you balance somebody like Bam? Because everybody's looking at the box score after the game and yelling, he needs to score more points. And it's ridiculous he's not attempting field goals underneath the rim. But you want to win the rebounding battle. He's as important to that as anybody. And you want to keep Tyler Hero from being picked on defensively. He's as important to that as anybody on the defensive end. So maybe the stuff he's doing isn't showing up on the box score, but he's still helping you win.
Yeah, but he's showing up on the box score because he had not only 14 rebounds, but he had 8 or 9 assists.
Right.
So he's handling the ball. When you say he didn't score, if you add, I don't know how many points that assist led to, but let's say they were just all 2-pointers. They weren't, but let's say they were. And he had, was it 8 or 9, Solana? I think it was 9.
Yeah, nine assists.
Nine assists. So let's say that's 18 points he contributed to. Yeah, he didn't score it himself, but what's the difference? It's still the Miami Heat scoring. So, you know, I love his all-around game that he can get assists and rebounds and steals and block shots and can still score double figures. Would we like to see him, you know, get into 20 or more? Yeah, that'd be great. But what I'd really like to see him do is get those other bigs in foul trouble. Because every coach's nightmare is to have your best player sitting on the bench, you know, for a long period of time because they're in foul trouble.
So you've been a coach a very long time. Through those two games, you see something, you can identify something. Eric Spoelstra on the flight home can identify enough that he can figure out, yes, we can take game three and we could take game four in Miami.
You know, it's interesting. My son, you know, I'm out here in L.A. staying with my son in Marina Del Rey, and we were watching the game last night. And one of the points that we both made that we agree with is in basketball, there's several ways to defend. But one of the most impactful ways for any team is to just pressure the man with the ball. Do not allow that to be easy and kind of wear the opponent down, especially if it's your bench. Then you know your subs are going to come in and they're not going to play 35 minutes. They might play 18, 20 minutes, come in and put tremendous pressure on the opponent. Deny the best scorers the ball. Make it hard for a Steph Curry to catch it or Donovan Mitchell to catch it. Make them work just to catch the ball and handle the ball. And the more you do that, actually, the more times their teammates will turn them down. It's like, it's too hard to throw it to him. Right? And they'll go in a different direction. But, if the Miami Heat are able to do that to the Cavaliers, you know, maybe that would be the difference in a possession or two.
And to that point, because we've talked about, you know, players. You said Shane Larkin at one point where you're just like, hey, give the ball to Shane. Y'all get out the way. He's about to win the game. What about, like, what Donovan and Steph do? Like, there was a shot Steph Curry hit the other night that should not have been a shot. He's falling out of bounds, sideways, nothing but net. Could you just double team those guys and say, hey, I'm gonna let somebody else beat me? Because when they become Superman, can you coach them out of Superman?
Yeah, and that's a great point. And I think trapping or blitzing ball screens involving him. The great thing about him, he's so unselfish, he's not gonna force up the shot. He's gonna hit the open man. But in Golden State's category, they're playing basically five out with all perimeter players. So they get the ball back to him. You double team him. He gives it up. He's so good moving without the basketball. He gets it back. Donovan Mitchell, last night, he was totally unselfish. He's sharing the ball. But in the fourth quarter, man, the guy was sensational. And the shot making of Cleveland, they're at home. They're comfortable. They're confident. They have a 1-0 lead. They're not feeling the pressure yet until the Heat beat them. And send a message, look, we're in this for the long haul. We beat you at home. If we can get one win in game three on Saturday, okay, that changes game four then. Now the Miami Heat think, hey, we've got one. Let's get a second. And then all of a sudden Cleveland is thinking, wait a minute. No, this is not, you know, a sweep. This is going to be a battle right to the bitter end.
You mentioned Superman. You're there in Los Angeles. You and I were talking before the show started today about Kawhi, because you were saying, I mean, look at the Nuggets. You've got Jokic and you've got Murray. And I said, Kawhi the other night made those guys look like ordinary players. That's how good he was. What do we do with Kawhi? Because we forget sometimes, at least I do, because he misses a lot of games. We forget just how dominant he is.
Yeah, these teams and these players are at such a high level of skill and competitiveness. You know, some players are really competitive. They just can't match it with skill. Some guys are super skilled, but they just don't have the athletic ability or the competitive spirit to do it every single night. But when it comes to Kawhi and James Harden, when it comes to Jokic and Murray, these guys are awesome. They're just tremendous basketball players in every single category of the game.
And, Coach, I wanted to ask about the Rockets-Warriors because Udoku is getting some backlash because they got chippy. They was like, six texts, flagrant fouls. Like they went to fighting. They flat out, the bench is emptied. From a coaching standpoint, he kind of embraced it. He was like, we've seen over the last 2 years, like this is in our favor. Like he didn't go against it and say my players shouldn't do it. As a coach, like are there games when you're like, okay, it needs to get a little chippy. I don't know if you tell your players to go, you know, get physical or whatever, but just, hey, we need a little more emotion out of you guys.
Well, I think there's definitely some inner motivation, intrinsic kind of stuff, because social media creates it. And then sports writers fall into the category of, like us, we just start talking about it. And when Steph Curry had the game that he did in game one, and Houston is the favorite team, they're supposed to win, those guys become very angry and defensive, and they want to take it out. The way they defended the Golden State Warriors to start the game was absolutely I don't think you can play any harder. It was like watching the Houston Cougars in the Final Four defending. Just the intensity level is absolutely incredible, and that's what the Houston Rockets did. And they did it for 48 minutes. They were awesome. Now, can they do it on the road and not get called for fouls? Because the officials have a big role in this series.
Now, you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, let's get to the important stuff, Coach. You're in Los Angeles. Have you gone to In-N-Out Burger?
You know, I've heard of an In-N-Out Burger. I never had a corn dog. I've never had an In-N-Out Burger.
You know, I have to tell you, you shocked us
you
a couple weeks ago.
You guys have very different eating styles than
no,
me.
No, wait. Well, you shocked us a couple weeks ago when you said you've never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I mentioned last week that I've never had a corn dog, and Solana was as shocked as that as I was with your peanut butter and jelly. You've never had a corn dog. I'm okay with that. I've never had one. But you've never had In-N-Out Burger?
Never had an In-N-Out Burger.
That's ridiculous.
He's upset. Look, I eat at the same places. I'm a man of convenience. So I'll choose McDonald's. And what am I? Hey, Hawk, what am I going to eat at McDonald's?
Number one.
Okay. Now you go to Burger King. You know what I'm having at Burger King?
Number one.
Right, so
I don't
I don't like variety. I like to eat simply. You know, I don't want it.
Unbelievable. So you've never had a corn dog, though? You've never gone to like never the South dog. Florida Fair and had a corn dog?
No. I haven't.
Doesn't seem
that's
possible.
That's all there is to it. Hey, before I get off now, I want to ask you guys – Carter, you're in Green Bay for the draft tonight?
Yep.
Who's going number one, baby?
Cam Ward.
Let's all throw
Cam
up
Ward,
the U.
It's Come all on. About the U.
Let's all throw up the U. Go ahead, Crowder.
I got you. I'll give y'all one.
Yeah.
There we go.
They're not supposed to come
that?
Out and just flat out say
How
it.
How about his move to Miami? One season.
Amazing.
One season. But and look where he is tonight.
And, Coach, I've heard that a lot, but Cam Ward's a special player. That shouldn't be a thought of what all these kids should do, because a lot of kids would transfer and get benched.
Yeah, but let me tell you something about him. Every word I've heard about him and from your boy Joe Zagacki, that he's not only a great player, he's a great leader. He's a great individual ambassador for the University of Miami, not only our football program, but for the entire university. He's very friendly. He's very articulate. He's very engaging with the community. He's a great teammate. I think one of the the greatest compliment you can pay an athlete is he's a great teammate. People like playing with him. You know, the Bill Russell, he just made everybody on the team better. Everybody loved playing with Bill Russell. You know, you can't say that about all great players. But with Cam Ward at the University of Miami in one season, he really made a name for himself. He's an icon now.
And I've heard.
Crowder, were you a great teammate?
Yeah, I was a great teammate. I'll make all the tackles with you. I'll make all the tackles you miss. No, I'm hearing that Cam is such a great interview and human that it's making Shedeur Sanders look bad because they have to compare the two top quarterbacks and they're looking at Cam like this dude is a star. And Shedeur is a good kid, but he just Cam is on a different level.
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with his future earnings, because who's not going to want him to endorse their product? Yeah, you know, Look at what Michael Jordan did with his reputation. You know, I mean, I worked the Michael Jordan fantasy camp. He had all the corporate sponsors at the camp, people from McDonald's and Hanes and Gatorade and all the different sponsors that he had. Their corporate world wanted to just rub shoulders with him because he was so engaging and he could get out on the court and play one-on-one with these guys. It was fantastic. I think Cam Ward is in for as long as he can stay healthy. Well, it's hard staying healthy, but as long as he can stay healthy, I think he's on his way to a sensational NFL career.
And coach, tell Hawk I was a good teammate. I used to host every Thursday night beer and chicken night at my house. All the Michelob Ultra and chicken thighs you can eat. Isn't that a great teammate?
We're 19.
That shows some leadership. Were you captain?
19.
Yeah.
Were you a captain?
Yes, sir. Captain of the defense. Went out there.
Yeah, that's good leadership.
He was the assistant to the assistant regional manager. All right. We'll see you, coach. Enjoy Los Angeles. Good luck to your son and the Clippers tonight. And we'll talk to
Clippers.
You next week. There you go.
Okay, guys.
Jim Larinaga. Always enjoy talking with him on Thursdays.